Zot Taras HaOloh, and of course it says later Zot Taras HaMekod, and it says Zot Taras HaChatot, Zot Taras HaOsham. It always says Zot Taras, so the Chachamim had a comment that the one who learns the Torah of Oloh is considered Kilo Hikrev Oloh. The one who learns Taras HaChatot is Mavolo Kosu Kilo Hikrev Chatot. It means this is a drasha that's similar to what the Gemara comments in the end of Megillah, Mishalma Fon Sosena, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that his man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayom, by learning through the din, and it's considered as if we had observed these mitzvahs. The Achrayim point out that this is not only true regarding Hakrobas, Hakrobanus, it's even true regarding Binyan Beis HaMikdash. If you learn the din of Binyan Beis HaMikdash at a time that you're unable to, if you live in a period where you're able to build the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not Yotzei just by learning the din. You have to build the Beis HaMikdash. If you live in a period where you're physically unable, you're prevented from building the Beis HaMikdash, then the Achrayim point out there are midrashim like that, that it's considered, by learning the din, it's considered ki'ilu you had built the Beis HaMikdash. There is a dispute in Achrayim whether this idea is restricted only to Yoni Kadoshim or applies in all mitzvahs. Let's say somebody is in jail and somebody's in Siberia and he has no matzah, he has no sukkah, he has no dalad minim. So you say, let him learn through the din of dalad minim, malav akas of ki'ilu not al dalad minim. So that's what the Mazdit writes in the Sefer, Kiryat Sefer al Rambam, along with all the other fascinating Kiddushim Islam that he has there, that this principle applies to all mitzvahs HaTorah. Whenever the person is unable to observe it, he can learn the din of Malav HaKas of Kiwa. The Chafetz Chaim, in what he calls his introduction to the Asifa Zekanin, what we call the Shittim Kuvetas, and Baba Kamabam, Balbasan, too, is really called the Asifa Zekanin. So the Chafetz Chaim put together what he called an Asifa Zekanin on Kosher. It's not really a likut of Rishon, and it's mainly Achron. It just has the Rajbo and Menachos, which is by somebody else, not by the Rajbo. It has a bit of Zevach, and it's not from the other Achron, and Mankoch. And it doesn't look like Shikun Kubetis, but that's what he calls it, Zafir Kans. But he wrote a Hakdama to that, why it's important to learn Koch in his Manazer. So he quotes from Rishon that this idea, Malo Akasa Kira Hikrit Korban Oilo, Zos Taras Oilo. Is only applicable to Korbanos and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's all. Doesn't apply to Lulav. Does not apply to Sukkot. Does not apply to Matzah. Only applies to Kosher. He quotes in the Rishonim that the Amoraim in Bavel, the Chachmei Bavel, only composed the Talmud Yerushalmi for those who sit in the Gehla Halachas. So in Zeroim we only wrote on Brachas, and the other Dinim were not relevant. The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, all the dinim were relevant, so they wrote on Teye and on Chumash and Maisis and so on. Shvi'is, but in Bavel, all these mitzvahs were not relevant, so we only wrote on Brachas. Then on Roed, on Roshan, on Ezekin, on Taurus wasn't a gay, and Bavel so didn't write. And Kachin was not gay, because Kol Ha'oitzik B'Teras Kachin, Kol Ha'oitzik B'Teras Ha'oitzik B'Teras Ha'oitzik B'Teras That's what Tevel Vishen writes. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim is, so why not say the same thing regarding Teye and Chumash and Maisis and Shvi'is? You see, obviously the Rishonim hold that it's only a concept that's restricted to Korbanos. The Pesukim guys, all the time, the Gemara has Pesukim, it's only about Korbanos. So that's what he insists, that it's only a Klal in Korbanos. There is a, the Torah has a din, Reish Tam Sukkot Am Mitzvah. Reish Tam Mitzvah Sukkot Balo, this is a special din that every day you have to have a Maroch. Rashi quotes, in Masvet HaSiyumah, there is a Machalikis HaTanayim in the Mishnah, how many Marochas were there? Riba Kami Kibis Harbe in Masvet HaSiyumah, Dab Chal Fes Nefel Kura Bada Shilinyan HaMarochas HaYisham. How many bonfires were there on top of them is there? HaChitzon. How many were there? But one of them for sure was for the purpose of the of just keeping an Eish, for the Kim HaEish. And every day they had to light that Eish Min HaHedyot. Every day, we discussed it just a few weeks ago. There was a din, there was a Medurah Beis HaMoikah, there was a fire that was cooling, and every day they have to light the Eish HaGam Yizdeach, and that Medurah Beis HaMoikah. So the Sefer HaChinuch has a brief comment on this, on Parshas Tzav, that several later Sforah discussed, that Afal Pi Sharesh Yoredes Min HaShemayim, Mitzvah Lohavi Din HaHegel. In the Yoram there was an Eish Min HaShemayim there. It was a hidden Eish that you couldn't really see. On the Shmini Lemiluim it says that the Eish came down from heaven by Yarhom, by Yaronu, by Yarhom. How does it say? Right at the beginning of Shlishi, next week said, take the Eish and look at Hashem. Tuchel al Mizbeach, Esroel, Vesachalom, by Yarhom, by Yaronu, by Yipsu al Pneim. This was the Eish of Yoredem in Hashemayim. And this age was usually invisible. It was a divine age, and Ashmini Limiruim, they could see it. By Yavam, by Yavam, they could see it. Usually it was invisible. So the Yorlam, the Sefer Chinuch writes, the Yorlam, you can put all the korbanos on the Mizbeach HaKisa, and you don't see any fire at all, and it's going to burn anyway, because there is a fire there. That would be Mamash and Neis Niglet. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Nisim Gli. He prefers to have Nisim Yisturim. It's more kvodah shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Nisim Yisturim than to have Nisim Gli. That's why this would be Sefer Chinuch. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzavah to Lahavi Eish Min HaHedyot every day on Mizbeach, that they should bring this Eish that they'll see. The plain old Eish is visible, rather than just put carbonates on an empty Mizbeach and have it consume the flames, the Eish Mayayim, so no one will see what's happening. So the Baruch Hu prefer to have an Eish Nista. An Eish Nista is considered a higher Madrega than Eish, and an Eish Nigla. An Eish Nigla looks as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing his mind, that he created the world in Sheshes Negreshes, and he made all of Chukei HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yavar, he made this Chukei HaTeva, doesn't want them to be changed, and every so often he keeps on changing. Oh, he makes a Kriyas Yamsu, he makes a Dam Tzadeh, Kilim Hav, he makes all of this in glue. He keeps on changing his mind, Kiyilu. And this is the story, and it's not, nothing is really noticeable that he's changing his mind. So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch writes, that it's Kvodah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mother covered this to have Nisim Nistar. He's going to have the Eish that's in HaShemayim, which was only visible on the Shmini Minigur. And all the rest of the history of the Beit HaMikdash was invisible. It wasn't noticeable. He's going to just put the Korbanot on his to have them consumed by this Eish in HaShemayim. He's going to look, there he goes again, changing his mind. He made rules and regulations that the fire is burning, and if there's no fire, it doesn't burn. And every day in the Beit HaMikdash, it makes an Eish Nigur. That's why the Rabbanu Shalom is mitzvah to have an Eish Min HaHedyot. Rashi points out in the Parshas HaMincha that there is a mitzvah of Hagosha. What exactly is a mitzvah of Hagosha? So usually when we learn, we run through the Chumash, we don't notice that mitzvah of Hagosha. You know, you have to have Kiddush Kli, you have to take the Mincha and put it into a Tishar so you should get Kiddush Kli, then the Kohen has to do the mitzvah. Then the Kohen has to do the Yadayim, you can't use the Kli, it has to be the right hand, not the left hand. Then after he does the mitzvah, the Kohen has to be placed in another Kli Shor. Even though he already had a Kiddush in the original Kli, you have to be in the Kabbalah Kohen to another Kli. Like carbon, any given carbon has a Rishas HaGuf on Mizbeach, and then in Yeshechet you have to be in the Kabbalah Dam in the Kli Shor. So here also, the Mincha has a Rishas, after putting the Mincha in the Kli Shor, that requires a Kedushas HaGuf on his Be'ah. Just like the Be'ah with the Kedushas Teh already had a Kedushas HaGuf on his Be'ah. Then when you do the Knitza, that's parallel to the Shkita, then the Dam has to have a Kabbalah of Kedushas HaGuf, so you go to the Hakrav HaGavi on his Be'ah. So the same over here, you have to have... But we usually don't think of this Hagosha, but it's dinim in the Mishnah, it's in the Gemara, and it's based on the Pasuk in the Chumash. It says, Yehi Gishor, HaKrev HaYisrael B'nei Ahara L'fnei Hashem Al P'nei HaMizbeach. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is, the Gemara says that this is the Din of HaGosha. You have to take the Kli Shoreth before you do the Knitza, before the Kohen does the Knitza. Because afterwards there's the Hair of Men of the Kumsa. Afterwards he does the Knitza. First you take the whole Mincha in the Kli Shoreth to that corner of the Mizbeach, which is both L'fnei Hashem and Al P'nei HaMizbeach. The Gemara says at the beginning of the second period, as a Machlokes Satan, exactly how does one fulfill this? L'fnei Hashem means, let's say you're looking straight ahead, so you're facing Myra. And he's down in the shul, we're facing Mizrach. Usually, if it's a normal shul, and here in the Beit HaMikdash, you're facing Myra. So when you face Myra, that's called L'fnei Hashem. So that's the Tzad Ma'arovish on the Mizbeach, that's called L'fnei Hashem. L'fnei Mizbeach means the face of the Mizbeach, that's the side where you walk up on the Kevesh. So that's the Gemara asks. How can you observe, how can you be Mekai both of these? L'fnei Hashem means somewhere on this wall. L'fnei Mizbeach means somewhere over here. So the Gemara says, oh, one time it says you do it, Al Chudash Al Keren. You should take the Kli and just have the Kli touch the Chudash Al Keren on top of the Mizbeach. And then it says in the Bryce, it's a Dayo. And that is sufficient. If you're Magish, Al Chudash Al Keren, that's sufficient. The other time it says no. The other time it says no. You don't have to do Chudash Al Keren. You can take the Kli anywhere over here. This is called both L'fnei Hashem. This is L'fnei Hashem. And it's L'fnei HaMizbeach. L'fnei HaMizbeach because it's on this side. It's Tzad Dirom. The right side is the more important side in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the Tzofim. That's the Shchipas Kachikachim has to be. And the Pnei HaMizbeach is the opposite side on the left. That's the Tzad Adrom. The one final hole that the whole Mizbeach, this side of the Mizbeach, was all in front of the Pesach Ahed. So that's called the Pnei Hashem and Pnei HaMizbeach. The other Talmud says not so, that the Mizbeach was not situated in such a way that this corner would be Mamish and Pesach Omer. He said that you have to have Dafka Lifnei Hashem is somewhere over here, and Pnei HaMizbeach is over here, so you have to have a Chudosh HaKer. The Gemara says in Saita, what does it mean to Dayo? That Ma'u Ditemo, that you have to tip over the Klisharis in such a way, you have to tilt it over with the Mincha in it, that the Mincha should, instead of being like if the queen would be flat, the normal way, so the Mincha would be 2 inches deep in the queen. The Ma'u Ditemo, you have to tilt over the Kli, so it should be laying sideways, so the part of the flower touches the Mizbeach. But Mashmalam, no, Dayo means it's sufficient that the Kli touches the Mizbeach. That's the din of Hagosha. So before you do the Kmitza, the din requires that you have to do a Hagosha. Kumish says that this din of Kmitza only applies if it's a mincha that's brought by anybody other than a Kohen. But if it's a mincha Kohen, the Torah says, Kol el tiyeh lo se yachel. You don't do Kmitza. You can only mock to the Kohen. And the Shiori HaMincha should be nafalim. There's no need for Kmitza at all. You have to burn the entire mincha. And the Mishnah says at the end of the third Perek in Soto, the Mishnah lists off several differences between men and women. Aside from the physical differences that the Mishnah doesn't go into, the Mishnah assumes that we know what the differences are. It's also not so posh. How can you tell physically whether any given person is a man or a woman? Sometimes not so posh. But on the assumption that you know who's a man and who's a woman, so what are the differences in halacha? So the Mishnah has some, and then the Gemara has more, and then takes this quote that the Tosefta there at the end of the third paragraph says that has more nafkaminas. One of the nafkaminas happens to be that the Tosefta has is regarding haircuts. Hairstyles have to be different. That a man is not permitted to have a woman's hairstyle, and a woman is not permitted to have a man's hairstyle. There are many other nafkaminas in halacha. So this is one of them, that the halacha of minchas kohen follows here, lo siyachal only applies to a kohen, and not to a kohenes. That minchas kohenes, as they know, it's Rephes. It's the Knesset, and the Kemet is Karba Gabi, and the rest of the Mincha is Nechon. This is a problem the Mishnah has. The Moshe Kohenis is permitted to the Mitamu Lameisim. So Kohenis is permitted to Lehudu Rukhsheris Lihinasi Rukhsulam. Kohenis is permitted to marry a Ger. A Kohenis is forbidden to marry a Gioris. A Kohenis is forbidden to marry a Grusha. But a Kohenis is permitted to marry a Barish. A Kohenis is permitted to marry a Ger. So what's the story with the Kohenis? A Kohenis eats truma. Kohenis can actually mark your kavanis on the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the question. What's the story with the Kohenis? Does she have to do truma? Does she not have to do truma? What's the story? Let's say if a Kohenis will go ahead against Halacha and she'll be mark your kavanis on the Beis Hamikdash. Adarsha Ovad, it says in the Chumash, is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Hazara Korav Yumi. Means that the non-Kohen does our Kavis kavanis, is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. What if a Kohenis will be mishamish in the Beis Hamikdash? He says, we learn how to yapusa from a pasuk, that even though she has kedushas kudah, she's not allowed to be makor kavanis, but she doesn't have the din of a zar. She's not a zar, she has kedushas kudah, so she wouldn't be chayav mitzvah shemayim. So she violated the anisa reser. It says, kol zocha b'nei haran, zocha b'lani kei. But he says, no, that a kohenis doesn't have any kedushas kudah. This is the same topic that the Mishnah Melech has, and the sefer, in the end of that little sefer, Parashas Drosh, the Drush sefer, and the end he has the derech mitzvah sefer. He writes, he throws out this topic, what's the difference? Some point out that it sounds like it's a machlokes of Rishonim in Zvokim, two different gifts. Sheikh and Kovetzis on the side of Kochin, Vilna Shas included the Sheikh and Kovetzis. Sometimes they have Shinui in the Kor, sometimes they have big chunks of Pesis and that we don't have in our set of Pesis. So the Rishonim have a different place in Shinui in the Kor from the Gemara. It sounds perhaps as if this issue is a machlokes of Rishonim. You have to write in the beginning of Sukkot, in the beginning of Kiddushin, the Gemara talks about a girl getting married, so she's no longer b'shus aviyo. When she has erisin, she's yotza only b'shus aviyo. And when she has nisilin, then she's yotza lagamre b'shus aviyo. If she has erisin, how she yotza b'miktas? Because kol zman that she was single, before the erisin, the father was making the gereh all by himself. If she's a katana or a naira. In the rare base aviyo, once she becomes a naira hamarotza, the Mishnah says, he be aviyo, mefir in the gereh. It's Tsukin and Parshas Matis. Naira Maras, the Hibiyavim, and Pirim is Zerel. If she's in a Suwa, then she's Yotza Lagamri Mishu Sadi. She's no longer Mishu Sadi at all. So the question is, what's the din regarding Achilas Truma? Abbas Kohen eats Truma. Even if her father's not alive anymore. Even if she's a Bulgaris, and a Bulgaris is not Mishu Sadi, still she eats Truma. So the question is, why is that? Is that because if the father is a Kohen, so all of his children are Kohanim? So his sons are Kohanim and the daughters are Kohanim? So the daughters are Kohanim, so she eats Truma on her own right. Or should you say no, that the fact that the Bas Kohen is a Chelus B'Truma is because she's bevesavi. She's not bevesavi once she's a bogeret. She already had nisuin and then the husband died. So how can you say she's b'shavu bevesavi kinyere melechem avir tachel v'gmatim melechem avir v'loy kol lechem avir. She's on a chazeret yichun and on a chazeret v'chazav v'shoy. A kohenis who got married to a non-kohen and then the husband died. So the chumash says she's permitted to eat truma again. What do you mean? She's chazeret to bevesavi. She becomes again b'shus avir. Once she had nisuin. So she'll never again be b'shus avir. So hafor is going perfectly. She won't be again b'shus avir. But what's the nature of the din over here? Because on the one hand, it sounds a little bit that she's achelet b'truma because she is the kohenis. On the other hand, that it doesn't. On the other hand, perhaps not. So perhaps the shavu b'shus avir came around melechem avir techo. From the chumash, it sounds like she eats melechem avir lo kala lechem avir. She eats b'truma because she is chazeres b'shus avir. But although she's not, although a bogeres, or while she's in the sewer, she's no longer b'shus avir for all other purposes, for hafaras nedarim, and for nicey adeha, whatever else. But to the gift, achin is truma, she is b'shus avir. Even if the father is not, even if the father is not alive, she's also called b'shus avir. So strangely, so this issue is a b'feivish and machlek in Rishon Tesis and the Tesis Arosh. I think Tesis assumes the double partial that a bas kohen is achelus b'truma because she's b'shus avir. Like the prophet says, if she gets divorced, you see how many gusha, there ain't no b'shavu b'savir. Can you hear me? Like I'm avir teicha. It sounds like b'savir. She shavu b'savir. She's the teicha b'savir. And the teicha harosh, I think, in the beginning of Ksubis, has the teicha is both in Ksubis and Kiddushin. The very beginning, the first few down. And the teicha harosh says, what are you talking about? Abbas Kohen eats truma because she's a kohenis, not because she's the b'savir. What is that with b'savir? The big machloek with this shaila that the Mishnah Malach raised has a lot of ramifications. He mentioned the other day, you know, that there's a question whether how, to what extent does a kohenis have the din of kohuna? Can you give a kohenis pidyon abenu? I think we mentioned the other day that the Gemara says in the first parak in Kiddushin on the Ches and Aleph, Rav Kahana shokol sfutu the pidyon abenu. He took pidyon abenu money. So Tosfos says, Hatakasha, what do you mean? But Rav Kahana wasn't a kohen. That was his name, Rav Kahana. But the Gemara says in another place he was not a kohen. Mark says himself, he was married to a kohen. Because he says, either there are two different people, Rav Kahana, one was a kohen, one was not a kohen, this is the guy who was a kohen, the other one was not a kohen. But what Tosfos says, no, he was talking married to a kohen, and he took the pidyon aben money on behalf of his wife. He took it to be zech on behalf of his wife, and then once the wife gets the pidyon aben money, then kol ma shekan fi shekan abayla. So Rav Kahana has the right to use the money that that his wife got. So another Rishon disagrees with that Tosfos. The Mishnah Melach points out that the Rambam explicitly disagrees with that Tosfos. The Rambam's opinion is that you cannot fulfill mitzvahs pidyon aben by giving the money to a kohen. You have to give dafka to a kohen. Zrola chayayin lakeva, that's the b'feivish gemara. That you can give zrola chayayin lakeva to a kohen. And the gemara talk in the end of chum and the perek hazor discusses it. When you say kohen, afil a kohen. When you say kohen, v'lo kohen. So the Kizeger in his comments on Yeruday, on Sinan Samachalach, wants to say that this machlek is between the Rambam and the places, but the kohen can receive pidyon aben money. But the Mishnah Melach pointed out the machlek is facing the Rambam. Really should depend on the Machlokes Amoraim and the Gemara in Perek Hazroa. The Gemara has based on Sukkim. When you say Kohen Lapidu Kohenes, when you say Kohen Lelokhenes, based on the different versions of Sukkim should come out that it's an Akhtimina regarding Pidyon Aben. Anyway, it's a big issue. What's the status? Here is the Befeirish and Mishnah. That Aminchas Kohenes is Necheles, the Diduk Mitzah. They only burn the Kohenes. And the Shiori Hamincha are Necheles to the Zichrikim. That she does not have the same din as a kohen when it gets to kolotiyah, when it gets to the din of kolotiyah. The pasuk says, "Zekar ben Aharon avam sheyakriv al Hashem diyon himosha chosah asira seif." What is this all about? The Rashi says, "This is what we call a minchas dino." There are two dinim included in this pasuk. This is shema. They said that there is one pasuk yudimah. There are two halachas mentioned here. One is chavite kohen gadol. That the Kohen Gadol every day of the year has to bring Minchas Chavite, which is Mekadosh, a fully Torah, and Asiris Eifel. He's Mekadosh and Asiris Eifel in a Kli every morning, and he's marked the half of it, Machsisa Baboyke, Machsisa Beinu Abayt. Machsisa Baboyke, that's the Loshon HaPosim, Machsisa Baboyke, Machsisa Ba'orif. And then the Torshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs point out, the bottom of the page of the Minchas Knoz points out, even the Ramban, who disagrees with the Rambam and also Pamusha Shachar, Pamusha Bein Abayim should be counted as two mitzvahs, and Kriyash Mashal Shachar, and Kriyash Mashal Arvi should be counted as two mitzvahs. But over here he should agree that it's only one mitzvah, the two halves of one mitzvah, because the Gemara says the Ferish and the Nafas, I think it's a Mishnah. that the Kohen Gadol has to have a Kiddush Kli on the whole Asiris Eifah Kol HaTzachah. And then you mach the half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So those are the two parts of the one mitzvah. Clearly one mitzvah is not two different mitzvahs. So that's the Dinah Chavita Kohen Gadol. What's the Dinah Chavita Kohen Gadol? He has to be marked in person? No. He has to pay for it. It comes from his pocket. He is the Bala Karbon. Like, let's say somebody's Mechal Shabbos to Shogeg. He's not a Kohen. He has to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean he has to bring a carbon? He has to pay for a carbon to be offered. The Kohanim are makers in the Beis HaMikdash here also. There's no halacha that says you need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah Chavita Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says in Menachos that even if the Kohen Gadol dies, is that carbon Haran Avonah? What do you mean carbon Haran Avonah? If the Aaron dies, the Bonah bring it from his Yerusha. If the Kohen Gadol dies, he's supposed to appoint the new Kohen Gadol. Also appoint the new Kohen Gadol. You're not supposed to wait. The mitzvah is Kohen Gadol, but in the event that you didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol for a day or two, so then you take from his money, from his estate, of the old Kohen Gadol who died. That's for the Gemara Dashim from the Pasuk Korban Aharon Avonah. Aharon Avonah means at the bottom of Aharon HaKohen, in the event that he died, and they didn't appoint a new, if they appoint a new Kohen Gadol, so he becomes Aharon. So the new Kohen Gadol is Aharon HaKohen. So they didn't appoint a new one, so that's called Aharon Avonah. Avonah have to bring from the estate. So what do you mean, how can they bring? If you need, the Avodah has to be done by Kohen Gadol, and the answer is not true. You only need a Kohen Gadol for Avodah Yom HaKippurim. You don't need a Kohen Gadol over here. We discussed last week. Tosis in Megillah, in other places, quotes the Teres Kohanim, and Vayikra, Pashas Vayikra, you don't need a Kohen Gadol where it says you need a Kohen Gadol. It's locked up. You don't need a Kohen Gadol for the Chatos Atminios, for the Parham Lev Shal Tziva, and the Stoyer Nasi. You don't need it, and the power can go. You don't need a Kohen Gadol to do the other. You know, the Chumash sounds like it requires Kohen Gadol. It's not true. The Kohen Hagen can do it. Earlier also, the Hakrovit can be done by Kohen Hagen. When we say that the Kohen Gadol is Makar Shabit, and every day Minchas Chabit, means that he pays for it. He is the Baal Hakrovit. He doesn't have to do the actual Hakrovit. Ibn Haskinah quotes Khalifas from one of his Talmidim. And this week said, and this day, the Rambam writes in Minchas Klei HaMikdosh, that you appoint, he says, the Kohanim were chosen and the Levim were chosen, and you have to appoint the Kohen Gadol and give you all the dinim. And then he says, and there's a din that the Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim by Yodos Misham. He's not allowed to leave. And he says, because Mishnah and the rest of the kingdom don't give any mocker. How does the Rama know that the Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim? But he writes in the name of one of his Talmidim, he writes it twice in the Menachim. Once on this surgery and once on another place. He writes that his Talmud says, that the Rambam was Avada right, this is based on the Din of Lina. The Gemara says in Sukkah and several other places that whenever anybody brings a carbon any day in the Beis HaMikdash, he cannot just bring the carbon and then hop on the next plane and go back to America. He has to stay overnight in Lina, be Yerushalayim, he has to stay overnight. So he says the Kohen Gadol, his Talmud says the Kohen Gadol every day has to be a Bala carbon. He doesn't have to do the actual Maisel HaVaidah, but every day he is the Bala carbon of a Minchas Chavitin. So Mele, he has to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim, that's nice. It says true, he's Menachas Kinevah, it's true. If he wants, he can walk out of Yerushalayim in the morning before they bring the next Minchas Chavit, Machzisa Baboyker. So that leaves 5 minutes. How much time does he have? So of course, he has to live in Yerushalayim. He has no prayer. Because every day has a mitzvah, Hakrovus Chavit, Kengor. And every day, he's the Balak Korban, and he's Talmud Lina. So he writes that he thinks his Talmud is right. The Chavit is, he says he thinks it's the Emes of Pshat. It's true. Also included in this pasuk is the din of Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, Rashi quotes, Minchas Chinuch is not just a seifa, Minchas Chinuch is a korban that's offered by Kohen Hedyos the first time in his life that he wants to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban. So the halacha says, before you bring the Yoyni Mashachos, that's how the Gemara reads another level of interpretation. The korban Haran Avonah, Moshe Akrivel Hashem, the Yoyni Mashachos, on the day that he is. What do you mean, the only Moshe Chos on the first day that he comes to bring Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring a Minchas Chavit. He has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. When he brings the Minchas Chinuch, he doesn't divide it up, Achzisa Baboyt and Achzisa Baer. That's only for the Chavit Kohen Gadol, that's offered every day of his life. But the Minchas Chinuch that every Kohen Hagid has to bring before his kosher to do Avodah is offered, the whole Asiris Eifah is offered in one shot. So the Shem Shmuel writes on this din. He writes the Dovah Pashat. I don't remember the Gemara. There are a couple of Gemaras about this Minchas Chinuch. I don't remember. He writes the Dovah Pashat that the Minchas Chinuch lo maspik that I pay for the carbon and another kind is going to be makavit. He says, I have to be makavit myself. I don't remember if he says that in the Gemara. That's his original chiddush. He just draws this distinction. He says, he's really coming to attack the Svasemis, I think. Because the Svasemis writes in his Joshua, on this week said, another say like that. What's the idea that every kohen had you brings minchas chinuch the first time in his life, and the kohen gadol brings it every day? That's the answer. Why? Because the kohen gadol is mischadish every day. He's supposed to become greater. He's supposed to renew himself every day. So he needs a minchas chinuch every day. So if you say like that, so you're going to be stuck with two problems. Number one, how come the dinim are different? The kohen gadol brings machzitzah b'leiv, machzitzah b'ein arba'im, and the kohen hedyah doesn't bring, doesn't divide it in half. He brings the whole Aseret Eicha in one shot. And then the Shem Yishmuel asks, how come there's another distinction? I don't think he presents it as a kasha against this idea, but he just points out that there's a difference. He says that the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol only has to be funded from the kohen gadol's pocket. He's the bala karbon, as the mele, he has to pay for the karbon. He doesn't have to do the avodah. Hashem came the minchas chinuch. He writes the double kosher that the kohen has to be makriv the minchas chinuch in person. If he wants to be allowed kosher to do avodah, he has to be makriv it himself. I don't remember if he says that in the Gemara. You have to look through the Gemara in Brachas a little bit about minchas chinuch. There's a Gemara in Menachas, Yuma, a few Gemara scattered all over the place. And of course, the Sefer minchas chinuch. On today's said we discussed it. I had a chance. I was skimming through. I couldn't find the minchas chinuch. And if he said, well, what's the deal? Well, he has to be makriv it. Does he have to do the avodah himself? Is that really so? So look it up. It's an interesting question. Minchas chinuch raises the question whether this is li'ikuv or not. Let that kohen come to the Beis HaMikdash, and he does not, the first time in his life, and he did not bring a minchas chinuch. And he does a korban shlom, korban oil, korban chatos. Is that korban kosher? He say no, that the minchas chinuch is makriv it yet. So he raises the question. I think he's naive to say that it's not makriv it yet. It's a mefurish and machlokes and reshaina. They simply have two gears in the Torah's Kohen. Torah's Kohen says the Feirish either one way or the other. The only question is, the two gears in the Torah's Kohen. The Mefarshim on the Torah's Kohen point out that the Rishonim had two gears. Whether the Minchas Chinuch of any private Kohen Hedyot who comes to do Avodah for the first time, whether it's Ma'akid or the other. The Gemara has a comment, it's a striking Loshin. דביר לא הרבה בעל זה מזאת תרס החתות במקום אשר תשחי בעולו תשחי תחתות דהיינו לפני השם אנסופו all touchy touchy you learn Mishnah here so we know this in our sleep without the Mishnah you don't really understand what's going on here in the Kodesh you divide touchy 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 kalim and suffer and the rest of the other if you don't know the dinim in the Mishnah so you don't really pick up what's happening here but the Mishnah has put everything into a system into an order so let us say in the Kodesh that you should shech the chatos and safai safai no lachnei Hashem. Why does it beat around the bush? It says the mekoy mashet tishachet ha'olah tishachet ha'chatos. And where do you shech the na'ilah? Say in Nishan you find it says you shech the na'ilah on the safai on the bear. So why does it write like that in the same thing by an osham? The mekoy mashet yishchatu es ha'olah yishchatu es ha'osham. Why do you beat around the bush? It's all direct. So the Gemara has in Sotah Perikele Memorah Makamim that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given a separate spot for oilah and a separate spot for a chatos and a separate spot for shchitas hashem, then if you walk into the Yazar any given day, you will tell right away, oh, that guy did an aver, he's a Baal Tshuva. There he goes, he's standing on line over there by the Baal Tshuva line. Because the Baal Tshuva didn't want to embarrass the Baal Yaver who did Tshuva. Doesn't say he didn't want to embarrass the Baal Yaver who didn't do Tshuva. Because he doesn't want to embarrass the Baal Yaver who achrez with the Tshuva. So when they never have to, the guy was Michal Shabbos, the Shevig or whatever, he brought shchitas harufa. And he's embarrassed, but he has to go, bring, I have to hold a sign, I have to hold up a poster. I was Moel Shitzchak Harufa, and I have to bring an Hashem. I was Moel the Hegdash. He's embarrassed. So the Torah says, there's a spot, the whole stuff in is good for Shechita Soila. And the same place where you shech the Oila, that's where you shech the Chathas, and that's where you shech the Hashem. The din is that all Kachi Kachim Shechita Soila. But the Chumash writes in such a way that you should understand the time of the growth. The Gemara says this is the time for the reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom made the din like that is that you shouldn't be able to tell who is a chotah and who is not a chotah. They all stand on line in the same place. So you can't really tell the difference. You have to be, the Gemara tells you have to be careful when you're dealing with Bali Tshuva, not to embarrass them. The Gemara says in the end of Perek HaZov that's the halacha of Hanu Azvar. It says twice in the Chumash, Losan Elisha Samisam. So the Mishnah says, one goes on Ainoah's Mammon, not for cheating money, one goes on Ainoah's Bar. The Rishayim have a machleg, whether they counted as two lives, or they counted as one law. Pashtus says, why shouldn't be counted as one law? It's totally unrelated. Ainoah's Bar means not to play a practical joke, not to cause any aggravation to anybody. You do it all the time. But that's an Issa Teir, Ainoah's Bar. Not to joke, not to cause anyone any slight aggravation. not to insult someone. So the Gemara gives an example. You tell about Shabbos, Kar Masecha HaRishayim, hey, what are you doing over here? Don't you remember when you used to eat ham or whatever? What did it taste like? Let's say we're discussing a din, Tamki Kanu. What did it taste like? You should know. I never ate the Chazer. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to kid around like that. You're not allowed to, even if you're not miskaven and sorrow, you're not allowed to cause a person's pain. That's the din of a nozom. So the Gemara says that that's the reason why time of the crook. The Gemara says that that's the reason why. That's the second chumash. So the Torah Tmima quotes this from a Yerushalmi somewhere. I don't know what Yerushalmi. Then on the bottom of the page he says, and the same idea appears in the Gemara in Soita, and he quotes Otot, he quotes Agmar, then he doesn't quote Al Gemara. He quotes, Gemara says in Soita, that why is it that the Chachamim want Misach and Tchila Balachash? Because the person wants to daven in the Shemana Esrei, he wants to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness for all kinds of sins that he did. What do you want the guy to be embarrassed in public and to start listing off others out there? So you don't want to embarrass him in public. That Gemara has the next line, and that Gemara says that Leticha Chomer Torah Shef to carbon chapters and Russian itself in the same place as Torah, in order not to embarrass him. So it's not that that's the Torah means the original two stuff. That's all in the Gemara in the public. That's all in the Gemara, Perikel and Amor. He forgot, I guess. He quotes it from the Yerushalmi, but it's the same idea. The pasuk says regarding the korban chatos that the kohanim, the zichrei kohuna, eat the korban chatos in the azor. V'hatara mal yaflu in the azor. Kolosh yigdash v'sar yigdash. Not only does the chatos have to be eaten by zichrei kohuna in the yom ha'layla, ad chatzos in the azor. Anything else, kolosh yigdash v'sar. Let's say you have a korban shlamim, which could be al pidin nechal shnei yamim v'layla echad by Yisraelim in Yerushalayim. It doesn't have these restrictions. It doesn't have to be in the Azor. It doesn't have to adapt to the Zichar Kum. It doesn't have to be on the Azor. The Shlomim has a bigger Zman and more people and a bigger Mocha. But if it's Kolosh, you get the Sara. If the Sara Shlomim touch the Sara Chator, it's Yigdosh. Yigdosh means Rios Kamoa, Shem Tzulu Tifasa, but Kshere Te'af, Kachem Shabo. That's the big Mara says. That's called the Sugya of Yigdosh. It's the Sugya of Yigdosh, based on this word, Yigdosh. We got Yigdash in Bluff. So the Gemara says, Yochal Kipshuto, that it means Taka Kalash Yigdash, and sorry, Yigdash, it just touches. How did Kedusha transfer from one to the other? So the Gemara says, no, Kalash Yigdash did this Sora. The word base, the base on the word did this Sora means Ache Yivla did Sora. Means if they both happen, there's a beliyah from the chatos to the shlamim, then I say that there's a din of tam kikah. This is what the Gemara quotes as the mocker for the din of tam kikah. This is one of the makaras of the din of tam kikah. There's a beliyah from the besar ha-chatos into the besar ha-shlamim. So the shlamim has all of the restrictions. You can only eat the shlamim in the same makam, in the same zman, in the same zichikune, as would have been required to eat the besar ha-chatos. Or if the besar ha-chatos was nipsal already, let's say nipsal velina, and then it's nibla bitsar, it's nibla into the bliya, the tam kikir, into the besar ha-shlamin. So then the din would be, I'm giving a bad example, I'm giving flesh into flesh. That's not tam kikir, that's mindamina, so it is not tam kikir, so it's bottle ha-bitsar. Let's give a different example. It's nibla into a piece of bread, nibla into potatoes. Someone is making French fries in the usual line, has to around the corner from the Beis Hamikdash, and is making French fries, and then someone else brought some chatos in. And the chatos is nitzel b'yotze. Once they take it out of the azar, it's nitzel b'yotze. So by mistake, they put this meatball, sara chatos, onto the same frying pan with the French fries. So it's going to be nibla, that's going to be a tam kikir. A fleshy gitam into potatoes, that's talking mimishenamina, that's the din of tam kikir. Why need another pasuk for tam kikir? You already have sukkim. The tam kikir is there, right? What do you mean, the other pasuk? See, if you hold like Rashi costumes, Rashi sakas, the tam kikir is love their rice and kalakar sula. Okay, you understand? I mean, to chazal the tam kikir, the kutchin. If the chul and tam kikir is love their rice and the kutchin, tam kikir is their rice. But in Yeriday, we pass them like the Rishon and the tam kikir is their rice. The chabim, beginning of Simon Tzadik Chet, we follow. Pasuk is a tam kikir, that's the still first sit in Hilchot Taru. The Chazal pasuk with tam kikir and kol tarkuda deraisa. What do you need a pasuk over here? That's a big problem. So there's a pasuk read another. The Zohar a long pasuk. As it goes in long columns, I think it's four long columns. A whole page, two sides. Four long columns. He comes up with this whopper of a chiddush. He says that Tom, ki ikir derayta is only up until Shishim. What if you have a milsa davida l'tayma? What if you have a little salt, pepper, something that's nation time needs to be a Shishim? So he says, the shachan yeraday also puts this in the east of the heter. That's in the east of the But it's a question whether the east of the heter meant it or not. Between the gardim, I'm not shachan, it's in the east of the heter. It's a reinterpreted between the east of the heter. But the text is read, you can't reinterpret. It's four long columns, not just one half a line. So the text is read, writes up in a ray. He says that in Chulin, anywhere outside of Parbanas, Tam Kika has an upper limit, up until Shishim. But past Shishim, true, there is a din of Tam Kika, that's only the Rabbana. But in Kachin, that's what the added Tosi tells you, Div Sara, Ashitiv La Div Sara, that there's a din of Tam Kika, there writes even past Shishim. And then you understand, call the Tikka Rabbana, can't get right to Tikkun. What do you mean the Tam Tika Teh Shishin is with the Rabbanim? If you really have a restriction of Shishin, so why did the Rabbanim bother to be Machmer? The answer is the native Zera Chula, not the Kachim. You have it on the level of the right to Shalmiyah, you have it in Kachim, but the native Zera the Rabbanim the Chulin, pattern after the Din the right in Kachim. And the Ruas Kagai, the Navi, asked the Kohanim, he gave him a Bechina, to see if he knew it was Chagai was one of the three Levim in the beginning of the period of Baishen. They had a Fahe of the Kohanim. Shu'alef Kohanim Toilu. He's one of the first parents in Sokha. There's a whole discussion. What were the questions? And what were the correct answers? The question, what the questions were, and the question, what the correct answers were. So the Gemara has a whole complicated shot. They were asking Levi Bakoidish or Hamishi Bakoidish. All complicated things based on the Gemara's interpretation. But the Bali Musa points out that if you read that pasuk Alpi Pshuto in Chagai, the pasuk sounds like it says the following: that he asked the Kohanim two questions. If a gavur kadosh touches a devar chol, will the kedusha be transferred over just by touching? So they said no. But only the kedusha is only transferred over if it's nidla. That's this drasha, divsara, achetivla divsara. Here's the pasuk. It's a pasuk in Sofer. And that's the guy on the base. There's no chagai here. There's no pasuk. It's a pasuk in chagai, the second page. How many pasuk are there? It's two, three, not too much more. That's the whole chagai. The little Tanakh is a blink, a chink a little bit, you miss the whole chagai. So the pasuk says here, hey, he fish, the sakkadish, it's not digda. If a man has a flake from a carcass, the nazar of the knafay al halachan, the alanazi, the alayayim, the alashemim, the alkobaita. And this bizarre kodesh, this lamb chop from the carbon chatos, or the shlomim, whatever, touches some french fries, it touches a piece of challah, lechem, nazi, yayim, shemim, kobaita. Hayigdash, does by touching. Will the other thing become kodesh? Vayana kahar vayayimu, lost, it will not become kodesh. And then he asked them, Vayana chagai, the next passage says, and you got tamei nefesh for chaleila. If a person is tamei and he touches lechem, nazi, yayin, shem, and kol ma'achol, will it become tamei? Hayitma, vayanakan vayanu, yitma. Yes, it will become tamei. That's perhaps the pasuk shot in the Sukkim. Gemara here has a whole different, totally different interpretation of the Sukkim. What he was asking, what they answered, and whether the Kohanim said right or wrong. Gemara has a machlokes. Whether they passed the prina or they failed. Whether they were right. Establish Kohanim. Rav Amar established Kohanim. Shmuel Amar Lai established Kohanim. Machlokes Rav Shmuel, whether they passed or they failed, whether they gave the right answers or not. But the Pshuta Shal Mikra, that's the Barshan point. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is saying a different thing. He was giving them Musa and Techacha. So he said, if you have a Dava Tamei and it touches the Dava Toha, do you need, will it become Tamei? He said, yes. The Tumen is transmitted just by superficial touching. If you have a Dava Kodesh and it touches the Dava Kohol, will the Kedusha be transmitted? He said, no. Dipsara, Achetivla Dipsara has to adapt to be a Bliyah just by touching the Pshuta Shamikha Kalashiyika Dipsara Yigdash is not true. And that's what the Navi says, keep this in mind, and he gave Musa to the Kohanim, to the whole Klal Yisrael, when you have together religious and non-religious people. You have a school of good boys and bad boys. So who's going to have a hashpo on the other? Simple! Those who are Kedoshim and Tahorim, they'll just rub shoulders with the others and they'll all become Kedoshim. It's not true. The Tumah is transmitted just by rubbing shoulders. And the Kedusha is only transmitted Ditzorah, Ashatim Ditzorah. The only way Kedusha can be transmitted is if it's really Nidla inside. Just by superficial contact, it will not be transmitted. So that's how the Bali Musa takes shot. The reason went was the Pesukim Mechaveh, the Pshuta Shal Mikro, sounds like the Navi was giving them Techocha, watch whom you associate with. Make sure that you associate with people who are tzaddikim. A little bit you have to do kiruv also. But you have to do it with shame kiruv. You have to always keep in mind that this guy is on a lower madrega than me, not to look down to him. That's not to look down. But always to keep in mind that you should be careful not to be mekabel tumah from him, not to be influenced by the other person. The Chumash has the dinim of a pot in which you cook korban chatos. So it says if you cook the korban chatos in a kli nechoshes, you have to do a hagola on the kli. What do you have to do a hagola on the kli? What is it? Became trace. So the Gemara says it didn't become trace yet, but it's going to become trace. How is it going to become trace? If you leave it overnight, it'll be nifsal belino. The Bisar Chatos becomes Nitzabalin of night. So whenever you bring a carbon Chatos and the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim are going to cook it, they're not going to eat it raw, they have to eat it, the Gemara says they have to eat it sleep. The Chara will have to eat the Darsham Lachem Lachem, not some meatballs like I said before. They're not allowed to eat meatballs, they must have to eat steak. They have to eat it roasted, broiled, fancy, like in a fancy restaurant. The Darsham Lachem Lachem. So the Gemara says that this is the pshat in the pasuk. Whenever they broil their steak of the korban chatos, and then they heat up the whole steak, yom lelayla ad chatos, and then they wash out, they make stick and stand the kli. So there's no more tisar hachatos on the kli. They're really supposed to lick the kli because there's a din of lesser sirim men adrek. Any little mashu who has a kedusha chatos and has supposed to lick it off. They gotta lick the kli. They lick the kli, and then the guy washes the kli out. So then tomorrow morning the kli becomes trace. How did it become? It was kosher today, and then we washed it out, we scoured it, how did it become trace? Because Tom Kiyakit is a bliya of korban chatos in the kli. Even though today was a kosher bliya, but when it comes aloi sashacha tomorrow morning, yom alayla ad chatzos yom midi rabbanah, because then achik sodom and avayim. And I tell you, you can eat the korban chatos, the kohanim can eat the korban chatos, zichur tzun, you can eat the korban chatos, yom alayla ad aloi sashacha. And midi rabbanah, they said only till chatzos, because then achik sodom and avayim. So when it comes aloi sashacha, the Bli and the Kli turns into a trace of Bli. So therefore, you have to kasher the Kli, because if you're going to cook another korban chatos tomorrow in the same Kli, tomorrow's chatos is fine, but it's going to have a Bli from today's chatos, which was already nitzal belina by the time it comes tomorrow. So the Torah is telling us, achidish nitlo, that even though at the time that I cooked the food in the Kli, with a kosher atop and a kosher amaychal, everything was kosher, and then I washed out the Kli, the Bli in the Kli can become trace. And you have to have Hagola for that. That's what we do all the time by Pesach. We use chametz b'kekeinim all year long. Everything is kosher. We hope the food is kosher. And then if you want to use for Pesach, you buy new kelim. What if you can't afford new kelim? So then you have to kasher the old kelim. What do you have to kasher the old kelim? They're not trace. The answer is, yeah, they're not trace, but they're chametz. Even though at the time that I cooked the chametz, everything was kosher. But when it comes to Pesach, that bleed in the kli makes that kli trace. So if I'm going to cook Pesach, with the food. And the chametz b'kekli, even though b'shaito it was heter, the chametz was heter today. But if I'm going to cook in Pesach and that kli, it'll be a problem of a trace of kli, possibly making trace of food that ought to become Pesach. The Gemara in the last daven of the Rizor is bothered with a kasha. Why is it over here? It just says hagola. Amorat b'shuta b'amon just says hagola. And later on, at the end of Chumash b'Midbar, when it says that they got the clay midyan, they took all the pots and pans from the Mohammed midyan. Parshas Matos, it says that they were commanded to kasher all the trefa kelim, and it says that they were told two different dinim of kashering. Some of the kelim would need hagola, and some of the kelim would need the libun. Those where they broiled things here, well, how did they do the korban chatos? Parshas Pshat, they broiled it, because the Gemara says you have to eat it. The mashkul would do it, Dersham Lachem Oichlin, leave a chatos. But the Gemara says that normally the Quran would broil the korban chatos, they wouldn't just cook it. They wouldn't cook it with a liquid. They would boil it. If they boiled it, shouldn't halacha require parshas matos? It says, "Kol davar shi'ava ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toyer." Kol hashelo yava ba'esh tavir ba'moyim. Whatever you didn't broil, trace this in, so you can do hagola. Whatever pot was used for broiling, you have to do libun. So the one, the last half in Avodah Zarah asks, "How come there matos you have the two chalukas, and here it only says hagola?" So the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim. One says Yagid Olav Reyo. Yagid Olav Reyo is a pasuk in Iyov. There's one Amar, Abayim, Abashi, so one Amar says, Amalisi, Yagdol Abreya, well, Zev, Liman Al Zev. That the Pasuk in Matos is Megala, that that's what it means over here. When it says here that it's sufficient with Merita Shtita, with Agola, it's loved up, it depends. How did they cook the Kogan Haz? If they cooked it, or if they grilled it. If they grilled it, then you need Dr. Lee. We don't pass on like this in Yagdol Abreya. We pass on that the two different Parshas. And in Parshas Tzav, even if you boil the Kogan Haz, it's sufficient with Agola. Over there, in Parshas Matos, they confiscated the trade that came from the Midyanim. And what did the Midyanim use it for? Chaza, use it for Batshah, use it for Kedesh Mamish. So that would be Surah Gola. So the Halacha sometimes distinguishes that you need sometimes Hagola and sometimes Levon. But here in Parshas Tzav, where it's a Tera Gola, true, the Torah says even everything is kosher. You wash off the pot, it can become trade when it comes Alos HaShachar. But that's only a terebola. So since it's a terebola, so the Allah says that you never require libun. It's always sufficient with hagola. What's another example of a terebola? So the pashtus is that one should say, let's say you have a fleshik pot. I have a pot that's fleshik and I want to make it paravah. I have a pot that's milchik and I want to make it paravah. So the Mogen Avraham has in Hilchas Yotzef, of all places, the Mogen Avraham quotes a minig from Nachayim, not to kasher from Fleshik to Parava or from Milchik to Parava. Only to Kasha from trade to Kasha, not to Kasha and Fleshik. No. A lot of Achranim say that's only if it was designated Melechatkilas, Fleshik or Milchik, then you don't Kasha. What if it started off as being Parava and then by mistake, the wife was away for 5 minutes and the husband made it Milchik. The husband made it by mistake. He didn't know. He didn't know there was supposed to be a Parava. So a lot of the Daki Tshuva by the Munkach exposed a lot of Hungarian Dayanim. A lot of Dayanim will make a lot of that. Moshe is very Machmanis. But others are making on that it accidentally became fleshy. It was never intended to be fleshy. So then you may be makel. So when you makel, to what extent are you makel? Do you require, let's say it's such a thing that you broil the, I had a part of a frying pan that I was supposed to use for French fries, and then the wife was away and the husband broiled the steaks on it. Now when you catch it, do you need Dr. Libun or is it sufficient with Hagrava? So the Chorus is, look at Hagrava. You grow the kosher steak on it. If you didn't grow the kosher steak, it's a terebola. So a terebola the din should be, based on the pasuk and they said, that it's enough with hagola, even though it's the bli of a zayideyoish. So you look in the second chelik yeredeya, there's a simon about kasher and trefa kelim. So there, in the second Chelik Yerudei, they always tell you, look back in Hilchos Pesach, everything is explained there by Rishis. But there are some things that are not explained there. So there in Yerudei, I think it's in the Kuf Chof Aleph, the Shah writes, the Shah quotes earlier, I'm going to say that when you have a fleshik pot and you want to kasher it, to make it part of it, if you broil steaks in it, so you have to have libun. So Rabbi Akiva Eichner on the bottom of the daf disagrees with the Shah. And he says, why should you need libun? There's mamash a terebola. And we pass like that opinion on the last daf Masechet Sabbatizor, that you don't say Yagad Olivera, you don't say that the Pasuk in Parshas Matos is Megalam Shat in the Pasuk here, that here also sometimes Hagola, sometimes libun. No, since it's a terebola in today's service, it's always sufficient with Hagola. So why shouldn't the Fleshik Pat or Mechot Pat also be considered a terebola, that it should be sufficient with Hagola? That's how Rabbi Kiveh gives it. That's how Moshe Feinstein also has a tshuva like that. Somehow he ignores the Shach and Rabbi Kiveh. He doesn't quote it. What is my quote? Rabbi Alpert asked him the Shaila. So he has a tshuva written to Rabbi Nissen Alpert, to Rabbi Rocha. So he writes, he starts with the Gemara and he says, Avad is a terebola. That's how we always treat fleshy and milchy as a terebola, as long as not Bas Bechalov together yet. And Avad the din is that a terebola is enough with Hagobi, not only Levan. Other Rachmanim also write like that before. Zalman said the others write like that, that it's enough with Hagola, you never need to tell it. How can the Shach think otherwise? What in the world is the Shach thinking about? The Shach didn't know that rule. It's the Chagamara. If we know it, why didn't the Shach know that? Shach and Yeredeya. He forgot that Gemara. Every other page in Chelikav Yeredeya. Terabola, Yisurabola. They keep on referring to that Gemara. The recurring theme. So the Rashash writes in one place in Zvachim, touches on this issue and he quotes the Shach. So he says, even though one could argue the point and say that it's a terebola, But with respect to this, we consider it Isura Balas. What does that mean? It's Isura Balas, very strange. Unless perhaps he means to say that Midirabbanan he treated as Isura Balas. There's a difference between Bas B'cholav Deraisa and Bas B'cholav Midirabbanan. In HaTorah it's only prohibited to have Basa B'cholav. If the Basa is nibbled into the Cholav, the Cholav is nibbled into the Basa, there are Bishol. There are Bishol also Tekah. Let's say you have a bliya of kavish to mevushal and maliach kiraseh. You have a bliya of flesh into milk and milk into flesh. Any other form of a bliya other than bishul, there are bishul. So the Gemara says as long as you bas b'cholam derabana. I thought you have the bas and you have the cholam. This is the only time this is, it's not. That's what Rashi used to say. Amalitza. It's not bas b'cholam with a vav. It's bas b'cholam with a base. Bas b'cholam means the bas is into the cholam. A lot of people write. Hilchas Basa Dichalov with a Vav. He used to get very excited. It's not Basa Dichalov with a Vav. It's Basa Dichalov with a Din. But with the Rabbanan, the Din is that you're not allowed to have Leshitz and Milchitz together, even though it's not Basa Dichalov. So if with the Rabbanan you're prohibited to have flesh with milk, so maybe I should consider the flesh with the Rabbanan as Isur Balam. With the Rabbanan. Because if you have milk, flesh is also. In our Torah, there is no such thing. What do you mean? Flesh, kosher flesh is also with milk. Yeah, but in the Rabbanan is such a thing. You're not allowed to have milk with flesh, you're not allowed to have flesh with milk. Even if they're not nidlat together, you can't have flesh and milk. It's together at the same time, one after the other. You can't have a sandwich of a piece of salami with a piece of cheese. Even if there's no bli at all. Even if there's a piece of paper separating, there's no bli at all. You're not permitted to have flesh and milk together. So maybe the pshat is that in the Rabbanan, you do consider the basar alone, or the chalav alone, when it comes to join up with the other one, even without a bliya, maybe you do consider it as an isura bala. That's a question. So this is really a question in Yoritei. It's a discussion. It is such a machlokes in Rishonim. It is such a machlokes. But still, from the Yoritei, it would appear that you get the davar mamon, machlokes is quoted. Davar mamon only applies to isura bala, not the tera bala. What about basar chalav is a machlokes? Not the machlokes, I said tera bala. So the Rambam quotes the Milgad, Bas B'cholam is a terrible. So what does it discuss Adavra Mamid? So the answer, how did the Balei HaTais disagree with the Rambam and the Milgad? So the answer is the Balei HaTais and the whole thing. Once they prohibited Bas B'cholam with the Rabbanon, so the Bas alone, the Cholam alone is a very Yisur Bala. You hold it by Milchik, so Bas is an Yisur. They have Bas with Milchik is an Yisur. So it could be Shach does have a mokum to his opinion. But still, Rav Moshe says that we pass him like Rav Kadeh. We pass him that even with the Rabbanon, he still don't treat Basar alone or Cholav alone as an Isura Bala. Still only a terrible. In this context, the Chumash has a klicheres asher terush al bal yishaver. If you cook the broil, you roasted the korban machatos and the klicheres, you cannot do a hagola because hateru hidal klicheres shein and yetim idei dofi yom yolam. There's no way to kasher a klicheres. Hagola does nothing. Gemara says in Sochem and Zochem that libun would help. If you do libun on a klicheres, it would help. But if you do hagola, here the parasha is talking about hagola. Gemara b'shut b'amai, you do hagola. If you do hagola on a klicheres, it's no good. The Rambam, when he quotes this din, limits this din only to a korban chatos. If you cook the korban chatos on a klicheres, you shove it. But if you cooked any other carbon in a klicheres, you can't do hagol. Like what happened to the din hatarahid al klicheres? The Gemara said the Rishon, if you have a klicheres that's straight, you cannot kash. But apparently, if it's the Rambam, that's how the Yor HaShulchan writes, and others write like this, they say, the Chaim said like that. Before you have to say, the Rambam distinguishes again between Tera Bola and Isura Bola. If the klicheres is Bola Isura Bola, then it doesn't have any hagol at all. If the klicheres is Bola Tera Bola, then you'll do Hagolah, so the time that will be left will only be a time polish. If it's a terabola, this will prevent it from becoming trait later. And the only one exception to the rule, if you cook the korban chatos and the klicheres. That's a gzeres hakasa the Rambam holds. If you cook the klichatos and the klicheres, if you cook the korban chatos and the klicheres, even though the korban chatos is a terabola, that's a special mitzvah. Chatos cooked in a cheres is yishove. You have to break the pot and throw it out in the garbage. But if it's any other carbon that you cook, it's a terrible one. So you say Hagolah will help on a klicheres. That's a wild notion. Hagolah helps on a klicheres. The Rambam Pshita, Hagolah helps on a klicheres. So that's a little bit supported from the Yerushalmi. That you shouldn't think that it's absolutely out of the question, the tour. And Hilchas Tam Yenam quotes a Yerushalmi that
if the Teres has a Bli of Sam Yenom, I think the Yishami says if you do have Gola Gimel Pamim, it'll help. Well, if you have Gola Gimel Pamim, help. Yeah. But some Rishonim relate, oh, why? Because Sam Yenom is only a Chumim and the Rabbanim, some Bishulakim also. If something became trade by the Bishulakim, Bishulakim is only there in Shem Chasm, so Bli to intermarriage. So with the machlekes, but he did have gola or not. Let's say kosher food was cooked in a pot by a non-Jew. That's an issur of bishulak, and the Jew is not permitted to eat. So you say you give it to a goy to eat. So you have to kasher the pot. I'm going to marry his daughter. I'm going to marry goy's daughter because I made French fried potatoes in the same pot that he made kosher food yesterday. So there's a bliya from his bishulakim. So that's the machlekes in the rishonim, whether you need hagola to remove the issue of Tom Keith and the cleaning from the Vishalakim. So we're machna on that. We're machna that you do need Hagola. So some Rishonim say, even though we're machna that you need Hagola, but it's only a Chumrah, so it's not more Chumrah than Sam Yenim. So just like the Rishonim says that Hagola given problem would help by Sam Yenim, so here also it would help. This is what Panavisha has in his Sefer, the Zecha Yitzchak. He's a wild Pesach. Unbelievable thing. The Gaon of New York said, you're not allowed to listen to him. He was a big Rashidi. He said, big Kofumim. It's a bit to apologize. He said, big Kofumim, but they were... Chaimonza was angry at him, and others they said he should not get involved in Pesach. He has such wild notions. Allah Almighty says, he has over here. He says, but he might well, this is what I always taught him. That even if a Kli Cheres has a Bliya from an Issa Deraisa, so there's no Hagola, but what if it's a Sopik? Cheres has a Bliya from that may or may not be traded, we're not sure. So he says if it's a Sopik Deraisa, then he's makel to do Hagola Kimel Pamim. He gives you a whole philosophy why he holds that that's Mitzvah. So you look from it all kinds of wealth. Anyway, but this whole thing is only possible if you hold that it's along the lines of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Hater Eidah Kli Cheres is only if it's Yisura Bola. If it's Hater Bola, there is room to make Hagola and Cheres. Only Chatas is the exception to the rule. But if you hold away the simple reading, the way the other Rishonim learned, simple reading about Hatari al Klicheres, period, it doesn't budge. So then the Pashtus is the Hagola should never happen in Klicheres. So we look at that Yerushalmi, we don't know what in the world, where it's coming from. Yerushalmi says, Hagola, Gimel, Tomma, and Klicheres. What's going on? Why should that help? Special, so we learn, special Kula in Stan Yehem. So Stan Yehem, Glatz, Koma, Bialma, they made a special Kula over there. But in the tour, he quotes the Rishonim by Bishalakum. By other cases, the Rabbanim also. It's not only restricted to Tamir. And Rabbi Tzalei Panavizhe says that he used to talk like that by Sveika Deraisa cases, by Yehim Ben Yomo cases. He makes well. It's a complicated issue. What is Morak Bishuta Bamoyim? The Morak says one goes on Ham and one goes on Tzayim. That's only a special din by Kotchim. That's only special thing. When we kashi came, we don't have to have mrika shtiva, we just have the hagola beroitzke and burning hot water, the smala bavuz. We don't have to do mrika shtiva. Pesach on the last daf in Masechet Avodah Zarah writes that there was a minhag that is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quoted in the first Pesach. I don't know if he's pardoned at it, but Pesach in the Ramah quoted, I don't know if the Mechari knows. But the Ashkenazim have this meaning, that when you do hagola, on a trade to kli, in the burning hot water, so if you finish doing the Hagola, so you can hold it under the faucet for a second to rinse it off with cold water. What kind of a religious ceremony is that supposed to be? Why do you have to rinse it off with cold water afterwards? He says, they really don't know what it's based on. Don't say anything more. Maybe it's a Zechel and Marika Shtifo. And Kotchim is a special thing, need Marika Shtifo. And one is Becham and one is the Tzoyna. So Machlaik is Hatanayim. Which one is Becham and which is the Tzoyna? But a Morak Rishuta, Marika Becham and Shtifo the Tzoyna, and Marika the Tzoyna and the Shtifo Becham. Whatever it is, you need to send it in addition to the chatas. That's a special mitzvah by korbanos, but by chatas only. It doesn't apply anywhere else. They suggest that maybe we have such a minute to have a zeich of the mirikah shtiv. The difference is between Hetera Bola and Yisura Bola. See what the difference is when you learn every day. You learn it's a machlokes, Tesis in the Ramban, but a Chomet Kreid and Pesach is Hetera Bola or Yisura Bola. Tesis himself in Daf Lamed is Rabban Moshe. Tesis comes up with a Chiddush that Chomet Kreid is Manoi is Hetera Bola. So you never have to do Libun and any Chomet Zikikli. All you have to do is Hagol. You never, even if it's a Kli,
that I boil spaghetti on, or I boil kugel, mochin kugel, mamish, the yen of kumis was the nivla idei ha'esh. The Tosfos' opinion is that it's always sufficient with a broiled meat with the breadcrumbs, let's say. So the mamish was nivla idei ha'esh. The Tosfos' opinion is that you never need libra and it's always sufficient with hagorah. And the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos, although that's not true. The only time it's called a terabola is a korban chatos. Why? Because it's not yet nicer until it comes alos ha-shachat tomorrow morning. Or let's say basar or cholov. What Rabbi Kivegir said, what Rabbi Shapanchan said, it's not basar b'cholov until the basar combines with the cholov. When you have basar alone, it doesn't have a shame basar b'cholov. But chomitz, kodim is mana, is chomitz. The only thing is that it's mutter. You're allowed to eat chomitz all year long, but it is labeled as chomitz. It's not that when you cook the korban in the chatos, it's already nicer, but today you're allowed to eat the nicer. It's not nicer. It's not nicer until tomorrow morning. Chomitz is shmo alo, he says the Ramban writes. Mashen came nicer is ain't shmo alo. It doesn't have the shame of Issa yet. So the Ramban disagrees with this. Halacha l'maisa we are machmir like the Ramban. Sometimes we require libun in Hilchos Pesach. Sometimes we insist on libun. And only if it's Ayidei Hamayim, do we say that Hagolah is enough. But still, a mechaber is mitzarei, mechaber paskin that tzasek redina him. Mechaber is mitzarei, shittas ha-tesus, that chomet is heterobola, in the case of a frying pan. A frying pan, the Rosh has a machlokes ha-rishayim. And so, whether a frying pan is considered like broiling, that is liyosa ayvei ha-ish, so you have to have libun on a frying pan. But he's saying, no, you always pour in oil that it shouldn't burn. So that's not called liyayvei ha-ish. Chaber himself makes a compromise. He says, "By chomet dike kelim, chomet dike frying pan. Since there are some rishonim shita sataisus who hold that you never need libun for Pesach. It's always sufficient with hagolah. So the Mechaber says, even though we don't pass mark that, we insist on libun. But since there are some rishonim who say that a frying pan is also enough with hagolah, so it's a spek. So for Pesach, you can make with the kasher frying pan." With Hagolah. Hashem came in Yeridea, in Simut Kuf Chof Aleph, when he talks about Hashem and Trefer, frying pans, there is no Svek Sveker. You know what the Tzar to be in Tzar, there's only a Shaila, whether a frying pan needs Libun Hagolah. So there, Mechaber is not. When he says that you need Libun Hagolah is not enough. The Torah draws a contrast between a korban shlomim and a korban chatos and an oshim. Korban chatos and oshim is only nechal yom v'laylo. The korban shlomim is nechal shnei yom v'laylo echad. But still, the pasuk has a striking loshim. The neder and the dom is zevach korbanah. The pasuk says zayin and perik zayin. If you bring shlomim, not a korban toid. If it's a korban toid, it has to be eaten only yom v'laylo achatzos. But if it's a regular shlomim, not shalmei toid, or toid is a branch of shlomim. If it's a regular shlamim, so the pasuk reads "Biyom hakriva zivcha yeyachel," you can eat it today. Ubi mocharas v'hanoisim emenu yeyachel, and tomorrow you can eat the leftover. V'hanoisim emsara zolach v'yom hashlishi b'eshi sovas, leftover to the third day you're not permitted to eat. So what is pasuk tezayin called v'hanoisim emenu yeyachel? It's a very strange pasuk. So the Ramban HaChumash comes up with a chiddush niflo, which other people are not so regular in reading Ramban, so they know it from the Baal HaMor and the writer, have this machloek, this himself, first parent. Other people don't even know the Baal HaMor and the writer exists, so they know it from the Ramban. Some people don't know either. But anyway, there's an interesting kiddush that half of the Rishonim came up with, based on a Lashon HaPasuk, that l'chatchila, you're supposed to finish the whole Korban Shlamim on the first day, you're on the ladder. And it's only b'diyevet, it's a din l'chatchila d'oraisa, and it's only b'diyevet, it's called noisar. Whatever is left over on I bring a korban shlamim today on Wednesday, so I'm supposed to eat it up today and tonight. And if I leave it over till tomorrow, it's called noiser. But this noiser, b'koshi will allow you to eat the noiser. But if you left over noiser until Friday, on noiser it says the second time in Yud Zayin, on noiser mitzvah leim hashlishi, that noiser b'ishi sor, that you're not allowed to eat. So this idea that there's a lechatchila deraisa that you should eat the whole korban shlamim on the yom v'layla like a korban toid, and it's only to the yevid, and it's called noisa. Nice b'meda yochah b'koshi v'yelai yidid. This far into certain kashis. Why the chachamim weren't goyzer? Why is it, let's say, if you eat the korban toisis, yes, in zvachim somewhere, minater, you're permitted to eat the korban chatos yom v'layla te la lois ha-shachim, with the rabbanak ve'la hachik, so they forbid you from eating it if the chatzoi is couple of hours. It tells you the Imar in a couple of hours. So if a Korban Shlomim is Nechal, Shnei Yomim V'layla Echot. So I bring it today, I can eat it today. Today's time is this, I can eat it today, theoretically, and tonight and tomorrow till Shkia. But I may miss Shkia. Some Hasidim always miss Shkia. So you're not afraid he's going to miss Shkia? Why didn't they make Exeret the Rabban? They miss Shkia. So they should ask after Chatzos. They should say, you're only permitted to eat it. Shnei Yomim V'layla Echot. Ad Chatzos Hayoyim. Ad Klag HaMincha. Make a Harchok, it's the Harchit Sodom and Aver. So Tosfos answers that Shkia, before Shkia, after Shkia is very noticeable. The sun is above the horizon, so I think that's the Tosfos. The sun is above the horizon versus the sun is below the horizon, that's very clear. Alos HaShachar is very unclear. Nobody knows exactly when Alos HaShachar is. Adayim Mazeb is a big machlokes. When is Alos HaShachar? It's pitch black outside. So some say 72 minutes before sunrise in the morning, some say 96 minutes before, some say 2.5 hours before, an hour and 15 minutes before, different matter. You look outside, it's very hard, it doesn't correspond to anything that we know. It's not visible to the naked eye. So that's, I think, the thesis answers, that there was no need to make a gzere on a korban shlomim. What do you need a hakoke? He's going to see it shkia, so he's going to stop eating, what's the problem? And others, if they haven't seen the Hasidim, or haven't seen them any shul, they miss Shkia all the time. They miss Shkia all the time, the Amidim Mincha and so on, were more bothered with this kasha than the Balei HaPesach. So they said, no, the Torah says, wait, I'm bothered, what did Hashem say? That Min HaTorah, the Mitzvah Min HaMukhah, seed up the whole Shlomim on the first day, on the Laila. So there's hardly anything going to be left over tomorrow anyway, because it's nicer. Ah, the Torah says, well, how nice in the manner you can, we allow you to eat this nicer. But there's hardly anything going to be anyway. So, it's a little lashkich l'gazber abana. What are you afraid of? That they're going to eat the noisah noch, pesh shkia tomorrow. There's hardly anything going to be left over anyway because the mitzvah min amuch has eat it all up today. You don't have to worry about little lashkich. That's how I think the Osameh says that. Osameh al Aram says, according to this Ramban, it's the usual place is kasha.
Don't you worry about Kriya Shema say that if there is somebody who come home and by the time he gets to Kriya Shema, he'll go to sleep.
I mean, so the chashash of korban chatos is also the same thing. I'll fall asleep. Could be. I didn't think of this. I thought it was the lahachik kisadim min ha'avera. By kriyas shma tznat, the lahachik kisadim min ha'avera. It's not an avera. It's just he'll go to sleep, and sleep is a very common thing. The person works all day, falls asleep. But that's why we insist he should say kriyas shma early in the night. But by the others, the Mishnah says to the Rahach and Sodom and Aver that he may eat nicer. He may eat it after Alos HaShachar. Have to look again, please. The Gemara in Perek Ezel, Mekoyman has a machlek is Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, what's the nature of this din of a Korban Shlomim, a strange din. That is Nechel Shnei Yomim V'layla Echot. I bring a Korban Shlomim on Wednesday, can read it. Wednesday night and Thursday till Shkia. Hi, Tochen. In Kodshim, the Gemara says, in Masech HaSchulin, I think it's in Peri Giranoshe, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says in Giranoshe, that unlike Chulin, where Hayom Ha'olechacha Halaylo, in Kodshim the Klal is that Halaylo Ha'olechacha Hayom, we know that every Shabbos, every Yontif, everything goes, the following day begins at sundown, and then it goes till Tzeisach HaChavim on the next night, that's a Yom. And the Korbanos is not so. The thing is that the day begins with the morning, and the night following is the Hemshech of the Yom Yidah. That's why Korban Chatos. No one brings a Chatos or an Oshim today. So it's Eitni Yom Halaylo. And after it's Eitni Yom Halaylo, Tim Amur HaShachar. So what do you make of the Korban Shlomim story? What's going on by the Shlomim? You bring a Shlomim today, you can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow till Shkia. Day and a half? How does that feel? Day and a half? Monoshah. It should be 2 days. It should be early Yom Shlishi. It should also be enough. It should eat Shnei Yomim. Shnei Yomim means Halayla Halachachar Yom. So today, tonight, tomorrow night. What's the story over here? Why did they chop off the second night? It's Pesukim Chumash. Why is it only Shnei Yomim Halayla? And so that's Machlek is Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. In the end of one of the last Gemaras in Ezel Mekomish. So one holds that's the story. That's the way it goes. The other one holds no, not exactly. Theoretically, there's man of the korban. Every korban has his man. Theoretically, this man of the korban is really shnei yomim. Shnei yomim means today, tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Except that that's the man of the korban. But the mitzvah sachila has to be fulfilled before shkia. But since it's still the man of the korban, so let's say I will eat the korban shlomim tomorrow night. I bring a shlomim today, and I eat it tomorrow night. Has it already become nosar? Will I be chayv koris? Or they say, no, didn't because it doesn't become noisar till Friday morning alos hashachar. If I'll eat it tomorrow night, it's not noisar. But I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You're only allowed to eat karbonos when you're mekayim the mitzvah. If you eat it after chatzos, if you eat it after tomorrow night, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And then, and that mandam, I forgot which one, but it's Kiski Rabbi Yehuda. That mandam also sounds like this. Let's say I shech the Kav Shlomim today, and I have in mind to eat the flesh of the Kazais of the Psah Shlomim tomorrow night. Would that become Pigul or not? When you intend, if I intend to eat some of the Basar, I'm going to put it in the freezer, I'm going to eat it next week. So that's Mamish Pigul. If you intend to eat it, Chutz Lizman, but if you intend to eat it tomorrow night, that's not the key of mitzvah, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you intend to eat it at a time that it's chutz lizmanai. Is that called mashal chutz lizmanai? So that's a machlokes hamaron. Chishiv liochlo, or liyom shlishi, whether it becomes pigul or not. Or ochlo, or liyom shlishi, whether it's chayv koros mitam noisa. The only time it becomes pigul is if your machshava was a machshava chutz lizmanai of the korban. Chutz lizmanai of the korban. And based on this gemara, this is so an unusual, a unique din, that it's the zman of the korban, but it's not the zman kiyum mitzvah soy of the achilas ha-korban. I think that's how we pass them, if I'm not mistaken. That orally yom shlishi is still the zman of the korban, but it's just not the zman kiyum mitzvah soy of the korban. We pass like this split. So that's what some rishonim hold. That is a piece from Rabbi Elbala Soloveitchik, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, maybe Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, all three of them, I think, said this word. That's the, perhaps the gedder hadin of korban pesach l'acha chatzos. According to the Tana, there's a machlokes tachanan whether you can only eat korban pesach up until chatzos or all night long. I mean, halacha l'maaseh, you have to eat korban pesach before chatzos, but that's a debate whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So one Tana holds that someone could dela hachit sodom and aver, it's only the rabbanan, like the seven chatzos and nechel ad chatzos could dela hachit sodom and aver. We're afraid it may be, he may come to eat it after alos hashachar, which time will be chayv koros for eating noisa. And the other Tana holds no, that you have to eat it by Chatzos min HaTorah. Machloikis in the first parish in Brachas. And in, also that's the Machloikis in the end of Zeon Mekomen. HaPesach Hena Nechal Ela Ab Chatzos, is that a Din D'oraisa or Din D'rabbanan? So according to the Tana who holds that that's a Din D'oraisa, what's the story? After Chatzos already became Noisa. There seems to be Psukim, places in the first parish in Brachas, in Bangor Kasha. The Pesach seems to say that it does not become Noisa until the morning, until Alos HaShachar HaTetzvah. In the morning. So that's what Rav Elbala and Rav Chaim and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, somebody or all of those say that's the same word as the Korban Shlomim or the Yom Shlishi. That the Zman of the Korban is really Yom Valayla Kol Alayla. But just like you can't eat the Korban Pesach by Yom and Erev Pesach, so you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. That's the Zman Mitzvah Sachilos HaKorban. But the Zman HaKorban is both, but when you shecht it on Yud Dalit, so the Zman HaKorban is Yom Valayla Kol Alayla. That's the Zman HaKorban. So you could eat it after Chatzos, you won't be Chayv Koros Mitam Noisa. But let's say you'll shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, intending to eat it after Chatzos. Again, it won't be Pigul. It won't become Pigul. Because eating it after Chatzos, just, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But it doesn't mean that it's Chutz Zman of the Korban. There's a Zman of the Korban and there's a Zman Kiyum Mitzvah Sachidah Sakorban. Two different things. More in the middle of Sota has a complicated drasha on the pasuk Habasa Shiga B'chol Tamei Lo Yeyachol Habasa Kol Tor Yachol Basa. The pasuk Yutes in Perek Zayin. The one half of the pasuk sounds like Habasa Shiga B'chol Tamei Lo Yeyachol, only if you know that it's Tamei Vadai. And the other pasuk says Habasa Kol Tor Yachol Basa, only if you know that it's Tohar Vadai. So the Gemara asks, it sounds like there's a steer between the Reishim, between the Diyukim of the Reishi Dikra and the Sefer Dikra. What's the din if it's a Safik Tameh, Safik Tahar? So what's Taka, what would we say, what's the din of Safik Tumah? So it's unlike Kol HaTarei Kula, that you have a din of Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra, Sveika D'Rabban L'Chumra, here it's a din of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabban and Sveika Tahar, and Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochad and Sveika Tameh. So here's the Gemara Darshan's from this Pasuk, that those rules of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochad, Sveika Tameh, Vandai, does not apply by a Dova Shein Bodas Nishar. Only applies when the Dovah HaMekabel Tumah is a person who is a Bardan. But if it's a piece of flesh, or it's a baby, Eim Bodas Nishoyel, a baby is a lot Bardan, it's a teenager. On him to the Tzad O'Yitzah, the person doesn't say anymore, Eim Bodas Nishoyel, you can't ask him anything, he can't answer, he can't give a straight answer, he doesn't know what's going on. So then the din is that even a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochad is also Sveika Torah. So the Gemara in the middle of Sveika, the Darshan says from these Pesukim. it's a special din in Hilchos Hachruas Tzeikis by Tumah. But it doesn't, it's not always get passed based on Tzeikah, the Raisa, the Chumra, etc. It's rather determined Shusta Yechad, Shusta Rabim, in the case of Yesh Bodas Mishor. And if it's the Dov HaMakabu Tumah, Zayim Bodas Mishor, then it's always included. Rashi and Pasuk Chav Dalet quotes from the Gemara. Kol chelav shalik hesabeis lesa chelav. Chelav nevela v'chelav trefe yiyasa l'chol malacha v'yachol lo sachluhu. What do you mean yiyasa l'chol malacha? You can use chelav nevela even for malachas HaKodesh, but it'll be metame. How can you use chelav nevela? Nevela is not metame. So chelav nevela should be metame. The Gemara says, you see from this Pasuk that if you have an animal and it meets in the A&P, and it's metame, not only is it also bachila, if you pick it up, it's metame b'masa. If you touch it and it's wrapped up, then there's no maga, but if you pick it up, even though it's wrapped up, it's metame b'masa, it's metame you. So the din is, that's only the besar ha'nevela. But the chel of ha'nevela, even though chel is b'chlam basa, the chel of nevela, lo metame, agzeris ha'kosim. Only chel of, shumanat. Let's say it's chel of chaya doesn't have a din of chel, so then it is metame. Even though it's the exact same parallel, that this chelav and abandoned would be also bachila with an iser kari. But if it's chelav chayah, there's no iser chelav. So it's called shuman, the exact same parallel. Chelav shal akloyas and so on, the chelav on the diaphragm and all that stuff, the same chelav. But if it's a chayah, then it's a deer. But the deer is chayah, you can eat the whole thing. You don't have to remove any chelav. So that chelav would be metanah. If the deer would drop dead, even the chelav would be metanah. It's only chelav. It's only chelav of a behemoth, which has a din chelav on it, so that's a special gzeres hakosav that it's not metame, it doesn't have a tumas nevela. And then the pasuk says, v'yochol lo tochlu, but you're not allowed to eat it. Of course you're not allowed to eat it, it's nevela trefon. Of course you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, yeah, it means to say, isachal al isa. It's a double isa. Unlike kol atarkub, that any isachal al isa here, Rashi says, Amar Tor, Rashi quotes from the Gemara, isa, this is an exception to the rule. I say that the Iser and the Vela Trefa is Chal on top of the Iser Chela preceded. The animal drops dead now, or it became a Trefa later in life. First it was Chela and then it became a Trefa and a Vela. But the Chumash tells me this is an exception to the rule that you say Iser Chal on Iser. You usually say Ein Iser Chal on Iser. This is where the Minchas Chinuch has his discussion as to the sheer achilas dam and parshas tzav. Chol dam le'sechel v'chol mashu sechel le'oifel abeheima. How much dam do you have to drink in order to get malchus? So the Rambam writes kezayis. His father, why should it be kezayis? But the Rambam holds that the sheer from mashkin and kol ha'tarakul is revis. Tesis is mesupit, whether the sheer, let's say I drink a little soda. Not on Pai Nesest. I drink a little soda, whatever, coffee. How much do you have to drink in order to say burn a fire? The Taisus has the three-way stuff, like whether the Shira is Kazayas, or the Shira is Revis, or the Shira is Malay Lukma. They're not sure, but the Rambam is sure. The Rambam writes the Shira is Revis, period. So if the Shira and Kalot HaRakul, according to the Rambam, is Revis, why does he write in Hilchot Macholos Asuras that if you drink a Kazayas, Dam Yaloike, why should it be Kazayas? You should have said Revis. So there is a Me'iri in the beginning of Erevin, when a Me'iri writes, if you eat a Kazayas, Dam Korush Yaloike. So the Me'iri obviously was bothered with this. Not obviously, the Mimri perhaps was bothered with this problem. Why should the shear be kazayas? So he says it depends whether the dam is in a liquid state or in a solid state. If it's dam korish, it congeals, then you're eating it. But then if you're eating it in a solid state, then the shear is kazayas. And if it's a liquid dam and you're drinking it, so then the shear will be revis. Rav Simcha Zisel Brody from Chevroni Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, who published the three volumes of the Mimri with his extensive footnotes on the bottom and in the back and all over the place, most 90% is his Ha'oris, and then 10% when we left Mokum Yenichum and Hashemayim for the Miri, 10%. So he says, this line of the Miri absolutely doesn't make any sense at all, so he thinks that it's a misprint and it's a Rashi Tevis. We, Atulpal Al-Gabi Tufal. This simple reading, Chelav Korish, Dam Korish, what's wrong? Dam Korish makes very good sense. The Miri is coming to answer the Minchas Kiddush Kasha. Why should Dam be Shiuro? Kazayis should be Shiuro Gerevias. So he says, Hacham Askin and Dam Korish. That's a simple pshat. Rav Simcha Zisel says it should be kuf dalachin. Instead of kuf reishin, should be kuf dalachin. Kuf dalachin is a Rashi Tevis. I really forgot one. A whole wild interpretation. But the Merhaschinos does not answer like that on their own. One could say another answer. That's a shver answer. Say it's talking about dam korish. So no kim to pshat on the Rambam. The Rambam should have said something. One could have said another answer that the Rambam only says the shir is a reviyas if it's a beverage. It doesn't depend whether it's a liquid or a solid. Let's say soup. Soup is the chavada liquid. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim that the shir for bracha is kazayis. Why? Because soup is not a beverage. When you're thirsty, you don't drink soup. When you're hungry, you drink soup. So even though you're drinking it because it's a liquid, you're not eating it. You're drinking it, but still, it's not a beverage. So that's called an oichel. The definition of oichel versus mashke is food versus beverage, and not solid versus liquid. So one could say that dam, the people go around when they're thirsty. They're bloodthirsty. They drink blood. No, when they're thirsty, they drink coffee. The goyim, the big schwarz and the slaughterhouses, they want to be healthy, they have all these big muscles, so they take all that dam shana shama yotubon, they drink it down, because they know that it's very healthy. They drink it down. But they drink it not betaris a beverage, it's like soup. They're soup that keeps them healthy. So one could say that that's perhaps the beer in the Ram. Why the Ram holds that the shiva is kazai is not reviz. That's not what the Mehaskinah says either. That's what I thought. The Mehaskinah has a different answer. Then Mehachina thinks that it's the right answer, but then it gets stuck a little bit. And Rav said in the Shiurim on Nozin, in the middle of Nozin, oh, that's the answer. And Daf Lamed Ches in Nozin has a long piece. And he says, no, the Mehachina's answer on Tzav is the right answer, and the Kash that he has is not a Kash. And Mehachina says it depends how it's worded in the Chumash. It says, Chol Dam Lo Sochlu. It doesn't say, Chol Dam Lo Sishtu. Since the Chumash formulates it, B'losh and Achigle, so the shear depends on kazayis. If the chumash would have worded it chaldam lois ishtu, then the shear shtiya would have been reviewed. But the chumash says chaldam lois echelu, so the shear is kazayis. The only problem is, what's the shear tzirus? What's the shear tzirus? So the Rambam has a machlokes with the Raita that's quoted in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. When you're drinking on Yom Kippur, and you have to be careful not to drink chaylas drinking. Pachas make a shear. So the shear is Malay Lugma. What's the shear tziruf? So the Rambam writes, the shear tziruf is, if he pauses in the middle, it's already not mitzvah. And the Rambam holds, what are you talking about? The Mishnah increases, says the famous that the shear is Tachad Achilos Pras. So the Rambam holds, no, the shear Tachad Achilos Pras doesn't apply to liquids. It only applies to solids. So that's where the Minchas Chinuch gets stuck. He says, if you look through the Rambam, there's theorists on this. Whether the shir tziruf by mashkin is terk de achilos pras or terk kedei shtiyas reviz. The Rav Elbel of Soloveitchik in the Shurim HaNozer on Daf Lamed Ches says, if you look through again the same Rambams, you'll see that there's no kasha. That when is the shir kazayis, when is the shir reviz, that depends how the Torah formulates these. If it's formulated with Torah achila, you just say shtiyah bechlal achila, then the shir is going to be kazayis. If it's formulated with Torah shtiyah, then the shir is going to be reviz. What's the shir tziruf? He says that's a different thing. Sometimes the Rambam writes explicitly. He says, startling enough, sometimes the Rambam writes the Shiras Kazayas, Terk Kadei Shtiyas Revias. Sometimes the Shir is Revias, Terk Kadei Achilas Pras. Normally you say Revias, Terk Kadei Shtiyas Revias, and Kazayas, Terk Kadei Achilas Pras. But sometimes the Rambam has Androig in his case. The Shir is Revias, Terk Kadei Achilas Pras. And sometimes the Shir is Kazayas, Terk Kadei Shtiyas Revias. So what is that? So he said that, the shir tziruf, that depends whether you're the poil mamish, are you drinking it or are you eating it? And what the shir should be of the food, whether kazayis or reviz, that depends on the way the Torah formulates the prohibition, whether it's written b'loshon achila or b'loshon shtiyah. Pasuk says, "Zot atar lo oyla b'lamincha b'lachatus b'lashlamim, asher tziva Hashem es Moshe b'hasina b'yom tavos es b'nei esel ha'akru es kovenet." So the Gemara learns that from this pasuk, "B'yom tavos es b'yom v'lo b'layla." You can't be makar of any kovanos b'layla. All hakrovos hakovanos has to be means avodas adam. Haktoris emun can be done b'layla, but all avodas adam have to be done by yom. There is a Gemara in Chulin in the first parak around Daf Kof Aleph and Daf Kof Beis. The Gemara sounds like it has an extra additional pasuk. It was an old girsa like that. We don't have it in our edition of the Gemara. There was an old girsa in a brisa that tells you. You have an extra pasuk that tells you that even in Oilas Ha'oif, even in the Oilas Ha'oif, the Malika has to be done by Yom Valo Balayla. So the Rashba asked, what do you need a pasuk? They're all included in this pasuk. Zos ha'tera lo'el ha'chatas b'yom tzavos ha'b'yom v'lo b'alayla. All of Eretz Adam have to be done by yom. So the Rashba and the Tshuva crossed out the Girsin. He said it doesn't belong. So the Yerusha Meach told people over, this is printed in the Hagdama to the Sefer Minchas Baruch. There was a big Alit V'Shir Rosh Hashiva, came to Eretz Yisrael to Shir in Merkaz Aram, if I'm not mistaken. I forgot his name. He put out a Sefer on Kotchen that's called Minchas Baruch. So in the Hagdama, he writes over the Yerusha Meach's dream. So the Yerusha Meach had a dream that in Bezen Shamayla they were angry at Klal Yisrael, that they're making fun of the Torah. They're not learning properly. They say, it's all false Torah, and the Malachi Hashores are going to wipe out the Jewish people. And then the Rajba said, no, don't wipe out the Jewish people. There's one Jew in Zinz by the name of Rabbi Asimcha, and he learned Lamita Shal Torah. That I wrote in my Tshuvas that there's a mistake in Girsa, and I crossed out two lines in the Gemara in Kulin. And this Jew figured out that it's not a mistake and it's the correct shot. And the Malachi Asharis looked into it and heard that's bad Kalisar. They didn't wipe out the Jewish people. So in the Yerusameach, he writes this pshat, and he writes in Hashemayim Heruni, that this is the pshat. And he doesn't say, what do you mean, Hashemayim Heruni? He showed you from heaven. So in the Hagdama to the Minchas Baruch, he writes that he had the whole story with it. The Rajba saved the day because he said, the Yerusameach said the pshat. He said pshat like this, on this pillar, what do you need a pasuk to say that that oil is oil, the Malika has to be done by Yom? It's the same as all other kabbalists. So he tells you there's a Ibn Ezra on last week's Seder. So sometimes you have to bring a Chatas Ola V'yorei. Chatas Ola V'yorei by two Mishmigdash Kadosh, and she was Bitoin, and she was Eidus. That means if you can afford it, you bring a Chatas Beina. If you can't afford it, you bring a Chatas Oit and an Ola Oit. And if you can't even afford that, then you bring a Minchas Choyte. So the Ibn Ezra is Bada with a Kash. If you can afford it, you bring a Chatas Beina. If you can't afford it, bring a Chatas Oit. What do you bring an Ola Oit for? What do you need the Ola Oit for? That's his kasha. So he quotes it to some karoi, I think somebody said one suggestion, and then he gives his own suggestion. He says, because when you bring a chatas behemo, there's haktoris and murim. When you bring a chatas soif, there is no haktoris and murim. You just do zrikas adam on the mizbech, there's nothing burned. So to substitute for the missing haktoris and murim of the chatas behemo, the Torah requires you should bring an oil soif, so at least there'll be a little bit to burn on the mizbech. So the whole, so the Rameh Simcha says, so the whole oil soif is only coming to substitute for the Haktoris Emurim of the Chatas Behema. Haktoris Emurim is an avodah that it is done balayla. That it is done balayla. So that's where the Brisa has to have a pasuk, not on a normal oila soif that you can't do balayla. A normal oila soif, of course the avodah has to be done by yom. The Brisa goes on an oila soif of an oila b'yore. If you have an oila soif of an oila b'yore, that the Ibn Ezra says the whole oila soif is coming to replace the missing Haktoris Emurim of the Chatos. I would have thought Haktoris and Murim is an avodah that can be done by Laila, so the whole Ola Soif can be done by Laila in this case. So that's what the Gemara has an additional pasuk that you can do by Laila. So the angels thought that it was a good word. The Rashba thought that it was Gevaldik, and the Malachim went for it. And Hashemayim Heruni, he writes. Hashemayim, it's in the Hashmotis, it's not in the normal place, it's in the Hashmotis somewhere. Yosameach writes it over. In the end of the Sedra, it says that the Bnei Aharon have to sit Pesach on my Teshuva Yom Uvalai L'Shivas Yomim. That's quite a job. They can go off their minds. See, go to Beis Akise, no? They have to walk away. How can they sit Yom Uvalai 24 hours a day for seven days? Don't they go to sleep? So obviously it's not to be taken literally. So what does it mean? So the Netziv on Chumash quotes, it's a Machlokes in the Yerushalmi and Yuma Perek Aleph, he says. I thought it was Mishpo, I don't know, but that's pretty close. The Machlokes in Yerushalmi and Yuma, how you understand it? So one opinion is you have to be mechaba yom laila and laila liyom. It means from before alos they have to be sitting pesach al moed. They can go to Beis HaKisa whenever they want, but they can go sleep somewhere else whenever they want. But they have to be pesach al moed from before alos hashachar till after alos hashachar, from before shkia till after tzeisak tochav. Have to be mechaba yom liyom lilaila and laila liyom. The other tana, I think it's tanoim. They got wrong. The other opinion, Rishami says no. As long as you mechaber one day to the next, as long as from before the shkia to there. So the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltis in one place, if you look in the first Magen Avraham, Simon Aleph Sukkot Aleph, the Magen Avraham calls in the name of the Shalom HaKadosh, that the proper thing is to be mechaber yom v'laylo and laylo liyom in Talmud Torah. So he says, where did the Shalom get this from? So the answer is he put two and two together. Simple. The pasuk says in Yeshua, b'hagisibo yomom v'laylo. How can you do that literally, Yom V'Laila? So whatever the Yushalmi answered over here, that's what you're going to answer over there. So the Yushalmi gave one answer, you have to be Mechaba Yom L'Laila and Laila L'Yom and Pesach Al-Mai. So that's what the phrase means over there. So that's where That's where the Shalor got this idea from. And then he says, but the Babli doesn't hold, and then it goes on. But the Babli doesn't hold like that, Yerushalmi Babli holds not so. You don't have to be Machaba, nothing with nothing, as long as you say a little bit, one parasha Bayam, one parasha Balayla, but that's the Yerushalmi is like that. He says, the Shalor is based on Yerushalmi. Okay? Take your Kurban off. Can't say anything. I saw this nasty, nasty article in the Sunday Times about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Wow.